Today's daf is daf nun vav. It is a long one. A lot of agata, a lot of dreams. So the Gemara says as follows. Amalei Kaiser, the very top line. Amalei Kaiser, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Chanina, Armisa de Chachmasa Tuva. So it says about you that the Jews are very, very smart. So Amalei, my Chazina Bechalma. Tell me what I will see in my dream. So Amalei, Yeshua tells him, Chazis de Mishachrilach Parsa. You're going to see Persians that will press you into to make you a king. So Vagarve Bach, Virai Bach, Shikse Bhutu Didahava, and they're going to seize you and they're going to force you to pasture unclean animals, pigs, with a golden staff. So that was an interesting dream. Okay. So here a Kulayoma, he was thinking about this concept all day long, imagining it. Ular Sachaz, and that night he actually saw this Maisa that Yeshua described him. So that was the brilliance of Rabbi Yeshua. If you put a strange idea in a person's head, a strange imagination, he's going to dream that evening. So Amalei Shavar Malka L'Shmuel. Shavar Malka said to Shmuel, Armisa Chachmisa Tuva. It said about you Jews that you're very, very smart. Amalei Mai Chazina Bechama. Tell me what I'm going to see this night in my dream. So Amalei Shmuel says, Chazisa Da'asa Romei V'Shavar Lach. You're going to dream that the Romans are going to come and take you captive. V'tachne Bach Kashyasya Berichaya Didava. They're going to crush you in a mill, a golden mill. I hear Kula Yoma B'Ulorasa Chazay. He thought about that idea all day long, and that evening Hitaka had such a dream. Barhidya Mifasher Chalma Hava. Barhidya was an interpreter of dreams. Mandi Yavle Agra, someone who paid him. Mifasher Le Limalusa. He gave a very nice, a positive switch, positive twist to the dream. Umandi Lo Yavle Agra, a guy who didn't pay him for it. So then Mifasher Le Ligriusa. He gave him a bad interpretation. So Abai Virava Chazer Chalma. They saw dreams. They always saw the same dreams. Abai Yavle Zuza. Abai paid Barhidya some money. Virava Lo Yavle Rava was cheap. Let's say he didn't pay any money. So Amri Le, said to him, Akrina Bechama, we saw in the dream the following pasuk. It said, Shorecha Tavuach Le'inecha, there was a shechted axe in front of your eyes. So what does that mean? The Rava, who had given money to him, so Rava, who didn't get money, Amri Le, Pasid Iskech, you're going to lose your fortune. That's the dead short. V'lo Ahanilech, Lemecha Mutzvo Ladibach, and you can't even, nothing to eat from. You won't have any interest in eating. Labai Amr Habai, who gave money to him, Amri Le, Marvich Eiskech, you're going to have a successful business. You also won't be able to eat because you're so happy, you're so overjoyed by the success of your business. So Amrile, they said to him, okay, we also had a dream about the following pasuk. Akrinun banin uvanos tolid, your sons and daughters are going to give birth. But it says the rest of the pasuk, they will not be yours because they're going to go into captivity. So how do they interpret this pasuk, this dream? The Rava who didn't give any money, Amarle Kivishuse, so they did it negatively, explained it negatively that your children are going to be taken away. Labai Amarle Banech Uvnasech Nefisha, you're going to have so many sons and daughters, Uminsaf Banasech La'amr, they're going to get married to all parts of the world. That's what it means. Umidamin Ba'apech Kidika Azim Bishivi. It seems as if they had gone into captivity because there's so many and they're so spread out, but they're not going to actually be in captivity. The next dream they had, a pasuk akrin that banecho v'nosecha nesudim la'am acher, that your children are going to be given over to another nation. Labai, who gave money, amarlei, banecho v'nosecha nefishin, you're going to have so many children, at amris lekarviach, you're going to say to your relatives, v'yamra lekreva, and your wife's going to say to her relatives, v'ach b'lach v'yivlach lahan lekreva, and she's going to coerce you to comply with their wishes, and you're going to give them to marry her relatives, not your relatives. They want to know who to marry them off to. So he said, marry them to my relatives. And she says, marry them to her relatives. So she's going to convince you to sell them, rather to marry them off to her relatives. Davi ka'am acher, the in-laws. They're like another nation, but it's only your in-laws. But Rava Amar Le, Rava, who didn't get money, says, Devesa Shaviva, that your wife is going to, Shaviva is going to die. Vasa Banev, and I say, Lide Issa Achrisa, and your daughters and sons are going to come from another woman, from another Am Acher, a different nation. The Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Baraba Amar Rav, that Maidich said, was it saying the Pasuk, Banecho Venosecha Nesunim La'am Acher, that your children are going to be given to another nation? Zo Eishes Ha'av, this is referring to your father's wife, meaning your father is going to get remarried to someone other than your mother. Your mother's going to die. That's what it's a reference to. So then the Gemara says, continuing with the stories now. Akrinan Bechalman, they saw the following Pasuk in the dream. It says, Leich Echo Besimcha Lach Mecha, go and eat, enjoy the eating of your bread. Labai, who gave money, Amarlei, Marvach Iskech Va'alkad Vashasas, you're going to be very successful, you're going to eat and drink and enjoy life. The Karisa Psuka Mechadva Dilibech, you're going to call out a Pasuk because you're so happy. Ulirav Amrle, Rav, who didn't give any money, it said, Pasit Iskech, you're going to lose your parnasa. Tavacht of Lochalta Vishasista, you're going to shech the animal, but you're not going to be able to eat it. The Karis Le Pakuche Pachtak, because you're going to be so anxious and broken from your loss of business. Another dream, Akrinan Zera Rav Totsi Hasadeh, there's going to be an abundance of seeding out of the field. But you're going to only be able to harvest only a little bit of it because the arbe, the locust, is going to come, the pasuk continues. So Labai Amarle Miresha Abai says, in the beginning, in the first part, you're going to be blessed with Zera Rav. The Rav Amarle Misefa, he said at the end of the pasuk that you're going to have very little to harvest. That was the, he got the claw of the second half of the pasuk.
It's funny, the problem keeps coming back.
Yeah. Akrinan Zaysim, he didn't know how it worked. Akrinan Zaysim, Yulach Becholak Vulecham. So you're going to have olives throughout all your different boundaries, but you're not going to have oil to anoint from the oil. So Labai Amarlei Meresha, the first part of the pasuk, that you're going to have an abundance of Zaysim. And the Rava was interpreted Amarlei Misefer from the end that there's not going to be enough olive oil for you. Akrinan, another pasuk they saw, Vero Kolam Ha'aretz, and all the people of the land are going to see, and it goes on to say that the name of Hashem is proclaimed on you, you're going to fear. Klai Yisrael, it's usually a reference to the wearing of tefillin. Here it says, Labai Amarle Abai's interpretation was, Nafik Le Shmad Deresh Masifta Havyetz, you're going to be well known as the Rosh Yeshiva. A Masach Nathas Ba'alma, your fear is going to spread throughout the nation, throughout the world. However, Lerav Amarle Bedaina Demalka Itbar, that your king's treasury will be broken into, and Mispastet Beganve, you're going to be arrested, you're going to be accused of the Ganav. Bedaina Kulama Kavachomer Minach, and they're going to learn a Kavachomer from you. So that was his terrible misfortune from this dream. The Malka, the next day, Itbar Bedaina de Malka. The next day, the king's treasury was broken into. Va'asa v'tafsi le Raban. He was taken, he was accused of and thrown into jail. The Amri Leda said to him, Chazan Chasavan. So that's what happened. So that was the end of the story. Next thing. Amri Leda. Chazan Chasa apum doni. They saw lettuce, chasa, on the mouth of a keg of barrels. So what does that mean? What type of dream is that? Labai Amri Leda, if Iskech kechasa, your business is going to double. Rashi explained that just like there are layers of lettuce, it goes bigger and bigger and wider, your business is going to reproduce in such a way like that. It's going to expand. And l'rava amarle, marir iskech kechasa. And rava, it's going to be as bitter as marav. Actually, there's an interesting chok Yaakov who brings a raya l'halacha from this Gemara. There's a machlok, is what does chazeres mean? The Gemara says chazeres, which is the first thing listed as marav, is chasa. What's chasa? We know chasa means lettuce. But there's an opinion, I don't know what it means, but it's brought down by the Levush and the Magen Avraham and the Talmid Rav Grut, something called zerzich. I don't know what zerzich is, but something that's not lettuce. And so the Chok Yaakov says from the Gemara here, we see that the fact that chasa is called something that doubles and grows and folds over, that's certainly a description of lettuce, not a description of zerzich, whatever zerzich is. And he proves from here that's why it's lettuce. So then the Gemara says, Amri Leh, it says further, Chazan Bisra Alpum Dani, they saw meat on the top of some barrels. Labaye, who gave money again, Amarle, Basim Chamrach, your wine's going to be very, very aromatic, it's going to be smell nice, it's going to be very tasty, and V'asi Kuli Amal Lemizban Bisre V'chamre Minech, we're going to come buy meat and wine from you. And Rav Amarle, Takiv Chamrach, your wine's going to go so bad, it's going to smell terrible, V'asi Kuli Amal Lemizban Bisre L'mecha Ba, everyone's going to come buy meat to eat with it, because it can't tolerate the drinking of the wine alone. So Amri Le, they said further, Chazan Chavisa Detalia Bedikle. They saw a barrel hanging on the palm tree. Labai Amri Le, Midle Iskach Bedikle. Your produce, your merchandise, your schor is going to be hanging at the height of a palm tree. It's going to be very successful, just as tall, as high as a palm tree is. However, Lerava Amri Le, Chala Iskach Betamre, Kitamre. That your merchandise is going to be as sweet like the as sweet as the dates. That sounds like a good thing, though. So. Oh, it's going to, so Rashi explains it's going to be sweet to the customer because you're going to sell at such a low price. You're not going to make much of a profit. So for the customer, it's going to be sweet. Ah, great, a great deal, but no profit for the seller. So Amri Leh, it says further, Chazan Rumana de Kandche Apum Dane. So we saw a pomegranate that was sprouting from the mouth of a barrel. So Abai Amri Leh, Ashik Iskach Kiromna. Your merchandise, your produce is going to expand like a pomegranate. It's going to be expensive as a pomegranate. Ularava Amri Leh, Kave Iskech Kurumna, that's going to be as tart as a pomegranate. It's not going to be so tasty. So Amrile, they said further, Chazan Chavisa de Nafu Labiri. They saw a barrel that fell into a bore, into a pit. So Labai Amrile, Mitbai Iskech, your schor is going to be sought after. Kidamar nafal pisa bebire v'lo ishtakech. People are going to the bread's going to fall into the pit, and no one's found it. I mean, people are looking all over. Where do you find it? We want more. We want more. We want more of this. But the Rav Amar lay pasit iskech v'shav dishle lebire. Your merchandise is going to go bad and be thrown in the garbage into the boar. Amrilei, they said further, Chazina bar chamer dekoy istan v'noar, that they saw a young donkey that was standing near our heads and braying. It was noar. So labai amrilei malka havis, you're going to be the king. So you're going to be the Rosh Hashiva. Dekoy amora alach and the amoram are going to stand next to you. You're going to give the shir publicly. The Rav amrilei, peter chamer gart mitfilecha, peter chamor, firstborn donkey, is going to be erased from your tefillin. You're going to be missing words from your tefillin. So Amalei, the Didi Chazili V'Isa, Rava said, I myself saw my tefillin, and the phrase Petechamor is there, you're lying. Amalei, Vav de Petechamor Vadai Gaz Mitfilech, but the Vav of Chamor is definitely missing them. Okay, so it sounded like I guess he was right. The Sof, also Rava Lechude Legabe. In the end, Rava once went without a baye to Bar Hedya and to tell him the interpretation. So Amalei, Rava says to him, Chazi Dasha Beraisa Denafo. I saw that the outer door of my house had fallen. So Amrilei Ishtech Shachva, your wife's going to die. Amrilei Hachazi Kabai Vishinai Dinatur, I saw that my teeth and were falling out. Amrilei Binach Vinosach Shachvin, your children are going to die. Amrilei Chazin Tartin Yoni Defarchin, I saw two doves that were flying away. Amrilei Trey Nashi Migarshi, you're going to divorce two wives. Amrilei Chazi Trey Gargili De Delifsa, I saw two turnips. Amrilei Trey Kulfa Balas, you're going to receive two hits from a club over your head. Okay. So, not the most pleasant interpretations. So, also, Rava went, how Yehu Yoma, Yasabe Majasha Kul Yoma. He was sitting in the base medrash all day long. You can imagine what was going on in his mind. He's losing his wife, he's losing his children, he's losing his everything. So, Ashkach Havina Trey Sagi Nahare. He saw two blind people that were sitting there. They were fighting with each other. So, also, Rava La Prokune, Rava went to break up the fight. Machle Rava Trey, and they both hit him. So, the two hits that Bar Hedya would have predicted happened. He got hit by the two blind people. And Dali Lemachi Achrise, and then they wanted to hit another time. Amar Mistai Trey Chaze. No, two's enough. I only saw two dreams. I don't deserve a third hit. So Lasof, also Rava Vayavle Agra. Finally, Rava gave in. He emptied out his pocket and gave some money to Bar Hedya. Amar Lei, he says to him, Chazi Ashisha Denafa. I saw a wall that fell over. He's just going to, like, waiting. What's the interpretation now for my wall falling over? Amalei, Nechasim below Mitzaram Kanisa, you're going to buy boundless borders of property. Amalei, Chaza Padna de Abai Venafel de Chasin Avke. I saw that the big palace of Abai had fallen, and it was covered, I was covered in dust. Amalei, Abai Shachiv, Abai is going to die, Umisifta Asi Lagavich, you're going to be the Rosh Hashiva. Amalei, Chaza Padna de Divinafel, I saw my own palace fall. Vasa Kuliyama, everyone came to the ruins. Shaka Levente, Levente, they took away all the bricks by bricks from my broken palace. Amalei, Shemaisa de Medbadvin and Bealma, your words, your teaching are going to be spread throughout the world. Amalei, Chalze de Baki Reshe, I saw that my head split. Vinasa Mokre, my brain fell out. Amalei, Udra Mibe Sadia Nafik, he says to him that the feathers of your pillow had come out. Not a big deal. So Amalei Akrin Halala Mitzraya Bechama. I was saying the Egyptian Halal while I was sleeping. Amalei Nisa Mitzrach Shalachach. You're going to experience a nace. Okay, a much better twist to everything now. So Hava Ka'azi Bahadei Ba'arba. Once Bar Hedya was traveling with Rav himself on a boat. And Amar Bahadei Gavre de Mitzrach Shalanisa Lamali. So he said, why do you travel with me to with a person and miracle happened to me? Perhaps... So perhaps the boat will sink and then you'll be saved. So Bahadei de Kasalik. So while Bar Hedya was taking off the boat, getting off the boat, disembarking, Nafal Sifra Mine, a book fell from him. So Ashka Rava Vechazi de Havek Sibe. He opened up the book and it just said one thing: Kol Hachalomos Holchen Acharpe. All the dreams are interpreted however you say. So Amar Rasha. With this, you had this idea, and because I didn't pay you money, you caused me such tsar, my wife, and my children, and my business, everything. I forgive you for everything you did to me, Bar mi barte de Rav Chista, except for my wife, who was the daughter of Rav Chista, that you interpreted that she was going to die. Ye ravid should be de la misa, how gavid li day, damuchusa, you should be handed over to the government, de la rachme alay, that you should have no, they should have no rachmim on you. So Amar, my Ovid, what should I do? I did a terrible thing. Bar Hedya, finally he was caught, he was found guilty, and now he feels bad. Gemir de klas chacham afilu bechinim hiba. I have a tradition that if a klal comes from a chacham, even for no reason, it's going to be fulfilled. But Koshkin Rava, and certainly Rava, the Bedina, the Kalite, that he had a good reason to curse me. Amar Ikim ve'igle, I'm going to go into Gullus. The Amar Mar Gullus Mechaperis Avon. The Mishnah tells us that a person who goes into Gullus, that's going to be Mechaperis on any sins. Come Gali Lebe Romei, he exiled himself, he ran to the house of the Romans, he went to Rome. Also Yosef Apischa the Resh Truzina the Malki. He sat at the entranceway of the king of the treasury. So Resh Truzina Chazachama. So the Resh, the head of the treasury, saw a dream. Amalei, so he tells Bar Hedya, I guess Bar Hedya had a good reputation of interpreting dreams. So he says, he sees Bar Hedya sitting outside. Amalei, Chazachama de Ail Machata Bespaase. I saw that there was a needle inserted in my finger. That was my dream. Amarle, he says, a havli zuzah, okay, give me a zuzah, and I'll interpret it for you. V'lo yahavle, he didn't give it to him. V'lo amarle mida, he stayed silent. Amarle, chazid enafil tichlat betartin atzbay, I saw that there was a worm coming out of two of my fingers, or at least on two of my fingers. Amarle, havli zuzah, give me some money. V'lo yahavle, v'lo amarle, he didn't give money, and he didn't give an interpretation. Amarle, chazid enafil tichlat b'chul yada, I saw that a worm had been on my entire hand. So Amarle, nafil tichla b'chule Ashiria. He said, worms have set upon themselves all over the kingdom of the royal silk garb, meaning they're going to get ruined. So Shemina Beimalka, the head of the courtyard, the royal court, heard that the silk was ruining it, was ruined. The Asir, the Resh, Turizan, Kakali Le, and they took the head of the treasury and they killed him. So Amarle, so Ana Amai, so why are you killing me? Why are you taking me out to kill me? I see Lahai to have a Yadav Lo Amar. You should bring Bar Hedya, who was aware of it, and he didn't tell anyone until now. So he should have been telling. He knew about this the whole time. I see the Bar Hedya, they brought Bar Hedya. Amrilei, they said to him, Amti Zuzay Didach, because of one Zuz, Charvu Shirai Malka, because of one Zuz that you didn't pay, that caused the media interpret that all the silk of the kingdom are going to be destroyed. Kipisu train Arzi Bechavle, they bound them up together with two cedar trees with a rope. Asrichad Kray Lechad Arze, one leg was tied to one tree, Vichad Kray Lechad Arze, the other went to another tree, so his legs were spread. Vishar Lechavla Ad Itzlek Resha, and they untied the rope binding the two trees until his head split. Okay? So I guess they released it, and somehow his head went in different directions. And also Kolchad Vichad Vikama Duchte, and it kind of went back and forth, it seems, like that, the trees, and then his head split. Vitzlak Vinafla Betrain, and his body split into two pieces. That was his end. So Shaul ben Dama ben Achos Asher Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yishmael, he asked him, this was a ben Dama, he said, Ra'isi Shnei Lechayi Shinashu, I saw my jaws, both my jaws had fallen out in my dream. So Amar, Shnei Gudude Rome Yatu Alecha Ra, there are two Roman battalions that are planning against you evil, Umesa, but they've died, so not to worry. The two jaws represented the death of these two battalions. So Amar Le Bar Kapar Le Rebbe, Ra'isi Chot Me Shinashu, I saw my nose had fallen off. Amalei Charon Af Nistalek Mimcha. The anger had left you. So there was anger that was threatening you, and that left you. You're not going to be. You won't be affected by the anger of Hashem. So Amalei Ra'isi Shnei Yaldai Shenichtechla. I saw my two hands were cut off. Amalei Lo Titzarech Lemaisi Yadecha. You don't need to work because you're very wealthy. Amalei Ra'isi Shnei Raglai Shenichtechla. I saw my two legs cut off. Amalei Rabbi says Al Sus Atarocha. If you're going to ride upon a sus, you don't have to walk on your own. Chazid Amalei. He said, I saw Ba'adar Misa, very good for today. I saw in the month I'm going to, that you will die. For Nisan Lochazes, you're not going to be able to see, witness, or live through Nisan. Amalei Rebbe says, Ba'adjusa Misa, that you will die in glory, be like Adjusa, Lashon V'Hadar, Hidr, V'lo Asili De Nisan, you're not going to come about to any tests. And Amalei Ha'ut Tzaduki the Rebbe Yishmael. The Tzaduki said to Rebbe Yishmael, Ra'isi Sha'ani Mashke Shemen Lezesim, I saw that I was pouring oil into olives. Amarle, Baal Emo, okay, you're Baal Emo. Amarle, Chazi de Kativle Kochava, I saw that I took a star out of Shemayim. Amarle, Bar Yisrael Ganavta, you took into captivity a Jew. Amarle, Chazi de Blase de Kochava, I saw I swallowed a star. Amarle, Bar Yisrael Zvante, Vachta Ledeme, you had sold the Jew, and you ate, you took the money that you got for it. Amalei, the Tzaduki said further, Chazi Eina de Nashkin Ahada. They saw my eyes were touching one another. Amalei, Ba'ala Chosa. So Amalei says to him, Chazi de Nashki Sira, I kissed the moon. Amalei, Ba'al Eishas Yisrael. Amalei, Chazi de Darichna Betutna de Asa. I saw that I was walking through the shadows of Hadassim trees, Hadassim bushes, Hadassim bushes. Amalei, Ba'al Na'ara Hamurasa. Amalei, Chazi Tuna Me'ila Evehu Mitatai. I saw the shadow over me, and yet it was below me. There's something confusing about the shadows. Amalei, mishkavcha havach, your bed is going to be reversed, meaning that it's in terms of the biach shaloka darka. Amalei, chaze orve dehadre lepuria. So I saw ravens that were surrounding my bed. Amalei, ishchazanta me'anashim harba, your wife was mizana with many men. Amalei, further, chaze yone dehadre lepuria. I saw that there are doves that were surrounding my bed. Amalei, Noshim Harbe Temesa. You have Mitami, many women. Amalei, Chazi Denaket Shrei Yone Oparchan. I saw two doves that were flying away. Amalei, Tarte Noshi Nisafti. You married two women. Upertartina below get, and you divorce them without actually giving them a get. Amalei, Chazi De Kafline Bae. I was peeling eggs in my dream. Amalei, Shachve Ka Meshachta. You have stripped the dead. You've taken from, you've stolen from the dead. Amalei, Kula isne be all that happened to me, bar meha delese, except for this last one, I didn't commit. I did not steal from any deceased. Adahachi v'hachi, after some time, Asya hai itzav amulei, a certain woman came and said to the Tzaduki, hai glima de michsei, that cloak that you're wearing, the gavra ploni hu demes, belongs to the person who's dead. Veshlachte, and you took it away from him. So we see that every interpretation of Rabbi Shmuel was in fact true. Not sure what to do with all this, guys. So Amrilei says to him, Chazei d'Amrilei. So he says, I saw another dream. Shavik le avucha nichsei b'kaputkaya. That your father's left you property in a place called Kaputkaya. And Amrilei, Rabbi Shmuel says, Isle nichsei b'kaputkaya. Do you have a property there? Amrilei, lo, I did lav, I do not. Also avuch le kaputkunya. Did your father ever go to this place? And Amrilei, lav, he didn't. Im came, that's the case. It's a kapa kishura, which means it's a beam. Deka, deka asara, and deka means 10. So zil chaze kapa deresh asara. Go look at the beam which is at the head of 10. And shehi mele azuze. Apparently that's full of some zuzim. So that apparently in the there's a beam in your house that's standing at like a tenth beam. You're going to find money hidden away. Also ashkech shu mele azuze. And Taki went inside that tenth beam and he found that there's money hidden inside. Gemara says further now. Amar Rabbi Hanina. A person sees a well in his dream. Rosh Hashanah, he's going to experience peace. Shenamar vayachbru avdi Yitzhak banachal. They had dug up some wells. Vayimsu sham ber maim chaim. They saw a water flowing of life. Rabbi Nassan Omer matza Torah. A person who sees be'er in his dream, he's going to find success in learning. Shenamar kimote matza chaim. You're going to find life. So a person who sees a bear maim chaim, it's a reference to his seeing of the Torah, which is chaim. Rav Amar, chaim mamish, is going to actually see life. So there's three interpretations of seeing a bear. Either it means you're going to see shalom, going to be successful in Torah, or it means you're going to have long life. Amar Rabbi Chanan, shalosh shlomos hein, the three types of shaloms a person sees in the dream that interpret that there are a foreshadowing of shalom, nahar, tzipor, ukeder. If you see a river, you see a bird, or you see a pot, a kettle, that's a message of shalom. Nahar, why a river? Dichsiv hinini note elea kenar shalom, nahar shalom, it's called in the Pasuk. Tzipor, kedichsiv ki tziporim afos kein, yagen Hashem tzvakos, it protects you, like shalom. And kedera, dichsiv Hashem tishbos shalom lanum, so lashon tishbos, a pouring, like a kedera, that's a connection to the word shalom. So Amr Bichanina, Ubekaderish Ainba Basa Shenin, we're talking about a kettle that has no meat inside, Uparshu Kaparsu Kashir Basir Uchabasa Basoch Kalachas. Because that kettle which does have meat in it says, you've sliced them like that which is in a pot, and like a meat in a cauldron. So that interpretation is a different pshat. 1 second here. Okay, it's a bad simon. It talks about how Klal Yisrael treated the poor. If it's a kettle with a basar in it, that would be a bad dream. Gemara now says, Amri B'shu ben Levi, b'chalom yashkim v'yomer, he who sees, I wrote a nahar b'chalom, a person sees a river in a dream, yashkim v'yomer, he should wake up in the morning and say the following pasuk, hinini note le'a kinar shalom. Now that river should be a river of peace. before Kodem Sheyakdimenu Pasuk Acher, instead of another Pasuk that comes into that, which would be a negative interpretation, Kiyavo Kanar Tsar, like a very difficult, troubled river, you want to make sure the Pasuk that comes to mind is a positive Pasuk, which is apparently going to take on the interpretation of the dream. Hayra Tzipor Becham, a person sees a bird in the dream, Yashim V'yomer, he should try to say the first thing when he wakes up, B'tziporim Afos Kain Yagin, the bird should provide protection. Kodem Shakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before he says a different Pasuk, which implies something negative, K'tzipor Nodedes Minkana, a bird that flies away from its nest and wanders off. That's the Pasuk we don't want. Hayroa Kedera Becham, a person sees a kettle in his dream, Yashim V'yomer, he should say the Pasuk, Hashem Tishbos Shalom, it should lead to Shalom Lanu, peace. Kodem Shakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before he says a different Pasuk, Shifos Hasir Shifos. Set the pot, which sounds like it's in the wrong place. Things are shaking, things are moving, which would be a bad interpretation of a Kedera. Hayroa Anavim Bechalom, a person sees grapes in his dreams. Yashkim V'yomer, he should say the Pasuk, Kanavim Ben Midbar, like the grapes of the desert. What's good about the grapes of the desert? It refers to that Kadosh Baruch Hu just took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It was a positive twist to a dream, a new redemption that was coming. Kodem Shiakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before he says another Pasuk of Anaveimo Inve Rosh, that the grapes become very poor, rash. Hareva Har Becham, a person sees a mountain in his dream, Yashkim V'yomer, he should say the Pasuk, Ma Novu Al Harar Ragli Mivaser, how pleasant are the footsteps of the herald upon the mountains. Kodem Shakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before he says a different Pasuk, Al Heharim Esa Vichi Vener, that shouldn't be a mountain full of tears and wailing. Hayroa Shofar Bechalom, a person sees a shofar, Yashkim V'yomer, he should say the Pasuk, V'haya B'yomahu, Yitaka B'shofar Gadol, the large shofar, the large sound of the shofar, which implies the coming of Mashiach. That's the Pasuk he should say, Kodem Shakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before saying a different Pasuk of Tiku Shofar Begiva, blowing the shofar in Giva, which is a reference to a battle, sounds of battle. Hayroa Kelav Bechalom, a person sees a dog in his dream, Yashkim V'yomer, he should say, L'chol B'nei Yisrael Lo Yechritz Kelav L'shono, that all of Klai Yisrael, a dog shouldn't wet its tongue, is reference to leaving Mitzrayim, a Yeshua and a Geula. Kodem Shakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before saying a different Pasuk, V'haklovim Azin Nefesh, that dogs are very greedy, that's a Pasuk we don't want to say. Hayroa Ari Bechalom, you see a lion in your dream, Yashkim V'yomer, you should say, Aryeh Shag Milo Yira, when a lion roars, who's not going to fear? It's referring to the Kodesh Baruch Hu's inspiring words of strength and gvura. That should be said, Kodem Shakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before saying the Pasuk, Ale Aryeh Misubcho, that a lion left its den, which implies a danger is on its way. Hayroa Tiglachas Bechalom, a person sees that he's being shaved in his dream, Yashkim V'yomer, he should say, Vayigalach Vayichalev Simlosav, that he shaved and changed his clothing. That was Yosef Tzadik, who was now appointed to be second in command. That was an escalation of Simcha. Kodem Sheyakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before saying a different Pasuk of, Ki Im Gulachti V'sarmi Menu Kochi, I was shaven by Shimshon. He was shaven, and he was shaved, and he was lost all his strength. That's the Pasuk we wouldn't want to say. Hayroa Be'er Becham, a person sees a well, Yashkim V'yomer, he should say, Be'er Maim Chaim, a well full of life. Kodem Shakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before saying the Pasuk of, Kihakir Bar Meimeha, as a well issues forth its water, so that issues forth her evil. That's implying something bad. Hayroa Kana Becham, a person sees a reed, Yashkim V'yomer, he should say, Kana Rata to Lo Yishpor, a very bruised reed should never break. It always stands with the wind. We should be strong like the Kana in the wind. Kodem Shakti Menu Pasuk Acher, before Hinei V'tachta Al Mishenes HaKan HaRatis, that you were relying to support on a cracked reed, which doesn't supply much support, that implies something bad. Okay. Taner Barna, the Braisa says, Hayroa Kanan Becham, a person sees a reed, Yitzap Elochachma, he should anticipate great wisdom coming his way. Shenemar, Kanei Chachma, you're going to acquire wisdom. Kanim, if you see multiple reeds, Yitzapi Labina, you should anticipate Bina coming, Shinemar, Uvichol Kinyanecha, multiple Kinyanecha, Kanei Vina. Through that, you're going to acquire Bina. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Kara Kore Kira Kanya, a person sees a Kara, a gourd, or a Kara is a heart of palm, a Kira is wax, a Kanya is a reed, Kula, Mali, Echelma, all those are very favorable for dreams. Tani, the Brisa says, Ein Marin Deluyim Ela Lemisha Hu Yari Shemaim Bechol Kocho. Only those who are Yari Shemaim in this full strength are going to be Zocha to see a gourd. Hayroa Shur Bechol, a person sees an ox, Yashim V'yomer, he should go and say the Pasuk, that Shora Hadar Lo, that the beauty of the ox, Kodem Shakti Demenim Pasuk Acher, Ki Yigach Shur Es Ish, before saying the Pasuk of a Shur goring a person. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, further now, Chamisha Devar Ne'emru Bashur, five things were said about the shore when a person sees a dream of a shore. Ha'ocha Mibisar B'sashir, a person who eats the meat, ox meat, he's going to be Zocha to wealth. Negacho, if he sees that the ox gored him, having the Ban Mishim Nakim B'Torah, he's going to have children going to fight in Torah, which is a good thing, of course. Nashko, if the ox bites you, Yisum Ban Alav, it's anticipating that bad things are going to happen to you. Ba'ato, if it kicks you, Derech Rechokin, there's Dam Nilo, there's a long journey ahead of you. Rachvo, if you ride upon the ox, Ola Lugdula, you're about to get a position of authority, of greatness. V'hatanya, doesn't the Bible say, Rachvo, if a person's riding an ox in his dream, Mesa, means he's going to die. Lokasha, Hadirachav Hulu Torah, Hadirachav Torah Lididei. Depends who's riding on top of who. If you're riding on top of the ox, that's a good sign. If the ox is riding on top of you, that means you're going to die. Hairoa Chamer B'chom, a person sees a donkey in the dream, Yitzapel Yeshua. He should anticipate a great Yeshua coming. Hinei Malkech, Shenemar, Hinei Malkech, Yavo Loch, Tzadik Veno Shehu, Ani Verochav Al Chamer, that your king will come to you, it's going to be riding on a donkey, the coming of an animal, of a person on a donkey, a king on a donkey, Mashiach on a donkey, all these is a reference to the Yeshua on its way. Haroa Chatul B'chom, a person sees a cat in his dream, Basu the Karle Shunner, where they call them a Shunner, they use that term in Aramaic, so Nasid Le Shira Na, that means a beautiful song has been composed for you. And Shinra, if they call it not a Shinra, but a Shinra with a Yud there, Nasile Shinoi Ra, there's going to be a terrible change for you. Hairoa Anavim Becham, a person sees grapes in his dream, if the Levanos, if they're white, or perhaps grape, green, Bain Bismanam, Bain Shalom Bismanam, whether or not they're in season or not in season, Yafos, that's a good sign. Shchars, if you see black grapes, red grapes, so Bismanam Yafos, if it's in they're fully grown, they're developed, that's a good sign. But Shalom Bismanam, if rose, so if they're not fully grown, if they're not fully ripe, then it's going to be a bad sign. So Haroa Sus Laavan Becholm, a person sees a white horse in his dream, Bein Menachas, Bein Beradav, whether it's, you know, walking nicely or whether it's even galloping, Yafalo, seeing a white horse is a beautiful thing in a dream. Adam, if you see a red horse, if it's walking Benachas, Yaf, if it's walking gently, then it's nice, it's a good sign. But Radav, if it's galloping, then that's kasha, that means bad things are to come. Haroa Yishmael Becholm, you see a Muslim, a Yishmaeli, in your dream, so Tfilasa Nishmasa means your tefillah will be listened to, will be heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and answered. V'dafka Yishmaelim ben Avram, only Yishmael, the actual Yishmael himself, not just a Stam Yishmaeli, Yishmael the ben Avram. Aval Taya, Bama, just a general Arab, that's not a good sign. Haroa Gama Becholm, a person sees a camel in his dream, Misa, Niknisa, Lo Minishmaim, that means he's been decreed upon death from above, Vitilu Mimena, but he was saved from it, that's what it means when a person sees a Gama. So Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Maikra, what's a pasuk that supports his last piece here? Anochi Eredi Mecha, I'm going to go down with you, Mitzrayim to Mitzrayim, Hashem says, Vanochi Alech, I'm going to bring you up as well, Gama Lo. So that's a reference to a Kadosh Baruch Hu bringing a person, saving them from the from a tribe, and that's connected to a gamal. Why is it connected to a gamalo? Is lashon of gamal, gamalo. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar mehacha gam Hashem hevir chatascha lo samus. Yeah, for your sin, but Kadosh Baruch Hu protected you. Gam Hashem is a lashon of gamal. So then the Gemara says, let's finish this daf. Haroa Pinchas Becholm, a person sees Pinchas pela nasalo. There's a nace that took place for him. Haroa Pil Becholm, you see an elephant. Pilos Nasilo, many, many wonderful things, many nisim took place for you. Pilim, that's one pil. If it's Pilim, multiple elephants, Pile, Pilos Nasilo, many, many wonderful things were done for you. And Bahatana, doesn't the Brisa say, Kol Mine Chayos Yafin Lechalom, Chutz Min HaPil Min HaKof? But doesn't the Brisa say otherwise? Seeing an animal in the dream is actually very good, with the exception of seeing a monkey or an elephant, that's actually a bad sign. Lakasha, there is no contradiction. The difference is ha de misareg, ha de la misareg. Depends whether or not the elephant is saddled or not saddled. If it's saddled, that's a good sign. If it's not saddled, if it's not tame, that would be a bad sign. Let's go a few more lines here. Hareva huna b'chalm, you see Rav Huna in your dream, neis nasalo, you're going to have a miracle. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, you see any of these amarayim, nisei nisim nasalo, you're going to have multiple nisim taking place for you. Fine. And Haroa Hesped Becholm, a person sees a eulogy in his dream, Min Shemayim Chasu Alav Uftahu, that means there was something terrible happening, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had spared you. V'hanimila B'Ksav, it's only true if you see these pictures in writing. But if you don't see them in writing, so then there would be, one second, only when you see the names written down. But if you see the actual person, these interpretations do not stand. Okay, we will stop here, and Mit Hashem, we will continue together on Sunday.